Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gus Polidor. Batting third. The DH, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield hits a line drive towards the mound. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Backman hits a line drive towards the mound. August reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Deer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Engel hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gladden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gladden. Braggs scores. Deer goes all the way around to score. Engel moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Felder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner hits a line drive beyond third. Gaetti can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gantner moves to second. two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Polidor is 0 for 1 in the game. Polidor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Polidor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harper takes first base on ball four. Dwyer moves to second. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin takes first base on ball four. Dwyer moves to third. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Harper scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deere is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Polidor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Felder moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field. Braggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braggs. Bush moves to third. Harper moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush scores. Harper moves to third. One out. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a line drive towards short. Polidor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Polidor is 0-for-2 in the game. Polidor takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Polidor goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock pinch hits for Dave Engel. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Brock now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball towards left. Bragg settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bragg's. Puckett moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. August spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on August. Puckett moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. August has Puckett trapped. There's the throw to Surhoff and over to Molitor, who tags Puckett for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne bunts towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Harper moves to third. Larkin moves to second. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Larkin scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Backman moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears pinch hits for Gus Polidor. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheffield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bragg's is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bragg's takes first base on ball 4. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Sheffield steals third. Bragg's moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deere strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Wayne now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. Bragg's scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush is hit by the pitch. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Bush moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and has Bush trapped. There's the throw to Gantner who tags Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Felder reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor is walked intentionally. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Spears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spears strikes out. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper to Gagne, and Molitor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Backman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Reardon. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Deere is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Deere hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. It's 8-6, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Al Newman pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-4 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Randy Bush. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.